Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Good news, everyone! I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Howdy, partners, and welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your main hombre, Rod, joined as always by my co-host.
Your Karen over here. Hee-hoo!
Sure is shooting. Pow, 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 pow.
Bang, bang.
We're here.
My daddy said shoot.
Okay, we're here to celebrate a new occurrence that happened at the... I mean, some people watch the Super Bowl, and that's cool.
That's cool.
You know, we appreciate them. I mean, but we watched, apparently, the Beyonce drop yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, there was word on the streets that she wasn't done at the Renaissance. And everybody was like, it's more stuff coming, but we didn't know what. Some people on this podcast, this here podcast right here you're listening to,
mm-hmm.
some people on this podcast may have even said they wanted the thing that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we had Daddy Lessons, and Karen said, hey, we need a whole album of this heat.
Nothing but country.
And apparently Beyonce said, I absolutely understand. Okay. And that Texas gal did a commercial for Verizon. And at the end of it, she said, go ahead and drop the new music. And I'm not going to lie, I searched. I started searching on Spotify. And I didn't see nothing. I said, oh, man, that... Just in case. You always got to stay on your toes. Mm-hmm. You never know when she's coming for the coins.
Right.
But then I saw on Twitter, Bay Legion. Mm-hmm. Hopefully y'all follow them.
Right. Because I'm up everything Bay.
And they said, check title. I said, oh, of course.
I got title, y'all. They talking about who got title. Me, bitch.
I know
got
what you're thinking. What in tarnation is a title? And who still got it?
Me.
We do, Kimo Sabe. Okay, so we went ahead and checked that on out, and sure as shooting, it was on there.
Mm-hmm. Two whole ass, never heard before songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You bet your bottom dollar. And now, here's the thing I'll say, okay? Normally, when there's a Super Bowl and there's an artist that's performing at halftime, you got them dropping secret music.
Yeah. Or letting you know they're going on concert and stuff like that.
But
yeah.
Usher Raymond, he didn't drop no secret music. He dropped his music like 3-4 days ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And people was talking trash about it. They said they didn't like it. I haven't listened yet. But I said, man, that's interesting. He didn't drop the music. Everybody know you dropped the new music after the Super Bowl. Then you say you're going on tour or something.
Right.
But, I think Beyonce came to him and said, listen, Usher Raymond, if you plan on dropping some new music, I suggest you do that before Sunday. Okay? Because this town, it ain't big enough for the two of us. And he took that advice. Put his music out because I haven't listened to nothing else since the Beyonce dropped. And it's no room on the schedule. Everything's booked up till 3/29. So I'm glad Usher, you know, we'll talk about the Super Bowl. We'll get into the show. But, you know, I first had to show some love to Beyonce. And, you know, I went to the store today, picked out a couple hats for me and Karen over here.
Yes.
And I said, you know, we country now.
Child, yeah, I'm going to learn me a two-step and side dance with some spurs. Roger, and Roger know my style. He got me a hat with some sparkling shit, and I was like, bitch, sparkle, sparkle, jangle, jangle.
Listen, they gonna...
Y'all get tired of me.
It's about to be a lot of merging of cultures over here, okay? We about to turn the line dance and the electric slide into something. We probably already over there doing it. If you already been in the country scene, grab your partner do-si-do. Like, find us, and we need to learn. Child. We got to catch up before she do any tours or events. I got a lot of learning to do.
I know that's right. And also it's one of them things where the gays and the blacks about to y'all favorite R&B club going to have country night. Like they ain't going to be playing. They going to be coming in every question. Beyonce.
We going to all take the Old Town Road down to wherever y'all be doing y'all's square dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let you know, right? And there's going to be too many of us to discriminate. So I'm just going to let you know right now. Let us in. Because it's not going to. It ain't going down the way he think it's going down.
It's going to be a lot of us and child.
I know y'all been doing a lot of no Nikes, no jogging pants. Not anymore, nigga. It's all of ours. We sharing this country.
Yes, and we about to come in there and have a great... I cannot wait for the bedazzles and the sparkles and the cowboy hats to say unique across the ass cheeks. Let's go.
It's about to get real black and gay up in that saloon, and y'all motherfuckers need to just calm down because that's what it's fitting to be.
Mm-hmm.
You going to enjoy the money and the business?
Yes, they are.
Okay. This is about to be bigger than Lil Nas X, dog. We taking over the Country Music Awards, too.
Psh, child, niggas going to be tuning in for the first time.
They're gonna change it from the CMAs to the CMBAs. It's got to be different.
It's about to be different. Y'all gonna fuck around and y'all gonna hear this shit charting over on the white folks sound, and you know your favorite local R&B station where we only play the classic hits gonna be playing this.
And the black club, y'all, it's about to change up in there too. Y'all better get ready for country night.
Yes.
Y'all better get ready for country night because it's not. The way we do Beyonce, once it drop, people gonna only want to hear. It's gonna be like, why are you playing other country music? But you just gonna have to learn how to work it in.
Why you ain't playing other country music?
You have to learn how to work it in like y'all did with Renaissance.
That, and you're gonna have to slip in little Nas X, you know. Yeah. Y'all gonna have to do the black artists, black country music night.
We're gonna have to do some teaching and some learning and stuff, but I'm willing to do it, okay? I need them tutorials. Black TikTok, I know y'all gonna be on it. I know Black Talk gonna be on it with the country jokes and memes and shit and
Come
the
on.
New dances.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready for it. So
come on, and y'all know us, we don't do simple line dances. Our line dance is gonna be, you're gonna have some people doing it old fashioned, some people are gonna be dropping it, some people that, you know,
they gonna have to mix in the line dances with the other shit that we already do. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be like, grab your partner, go round and round, to the left, to the left, to the left. Hey,
that shit gonna be great. y'all line dance gonna have instructions. This is gonna be the best.
They're gonna have to add some bass to them fiddles, dog.
I know. Boom, 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 boom.
The game done changed up.
Y'all gonna be hearing some hee-hoo.
Okay, good. Listen, if you down there at the rodeo, okay, just...
Oh, I can't wait to see them in doing a national rodeo, and it's gonna be us. And y'all know we love us some outfits.
We gonna
come in
there
with all them. Don't let us get some of our favorite rodeo wranglers, child. We gonna represent them hard.
Gonna be some musical requests going on at the rodeo. I know y'all ain't gonna want to hear it, but I'm just telling you, you're gonna have to learn how to spin some different songs on the ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we gonna be there. We already know we got black rodeo, black cowboys, but you know the attendance about to go up.
Oh, it's about to be through the roof.
I know Shannon Sharp thinks she ain't got the pull as Tay Tay, but I'm just saying that makes sense why her and Tay Tay so cool now.
Mm-hmm.
Tay Tay probably showing us some ropes. Like, hey, listen, this is what I say to them white women. Okay, that's how you do it. If you need me to hop on a track, let me know. Cause they motherfucking make a country music collab. I can't wait to see the agendas collide.
Cause that's what Taylor started.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the agendas collide. I hope they do it. I hope they goddamn do it. I hope they make a number one fucking hit together. Just so I can see all the fucking worlds collapse. I hope the end of that shit they endorse Biden. Get everybody mad. Just get as many people mad as possible. Cannot wait.
Mm-mm.
And if you don't give her no CMAs, if she don't win no Grammy for this album, it's going to be different than before. We might have to go down. Everyone slapping people like Will Smith. We're going to be lining up like that airplane gag where they were slapping. Get a hold of yourself. There's no way.
Get it together, child. We're going to be decked out and bedazzled up, child. It's going to be fun, child.
Oh, she go get all the black people from country.
Yes.
You know, go get Hootie out of jail. You know?
I think
I already got DUI somewhere. Go get him. Okay? He needs some. They probably was never really supporting him anyway. The Blowfish don't know Hootie like that. Go get him. Mm-hmm. You know,
I can't wait to see who she collabo with, boy. Yeah. And on top of that, she gonna bring on like big country star, like it's child. Her and Willie Nelson get together, it's gonna be flames for real.
Dixie
I can see
Chicks.
Her working with a lot of different people.
Dixie Chicks,
her and Sugar Ray Leonard. Let's go, bitch.
Sugar Ray Leonard,
not Sugar Ray Leonard.
What the hell? All right, well that ruined the segment. All right, guys,
you know who I'm talking about, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay, all right, guys, it's nice how I landed.
Y'all know I don't be knowing nobody. Yes, I'm about to say Dolly. I'm here for Dolly Parton.
The official weapon of the show is
I ruined the dead bat.
I mean, we can just move on, Cam. Okay?
I don't want to move on.
Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard. What?
That's boxing. Wrong genre.
Official weapon of the show is
official weapon. From jail.
And the unofficial sport.
Bullet
ball extreme. That was our banter. Let's just go ahead and get into the segment.
Y'all know why y'all came.
All right, news. Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Watched the Super Bowl yesterday.
We did.
American tradition. We got pizza and wings because Karen came in Saturday, just busted in the room. Was like, I want pizza and wings.
Mm-hmm.
So we had them for the Super Bowl.
Thank you very much.
No problem. You know, the busiest day to get pizza and wings in America.
Mm-hmm.
But we figured it out.
We did.
And then we sat down and watched it. Kansas City Chiefs won. Spoiler alert. Pat Mahomes is that dude. The only way to stop him is put him in a Cowboys jersey, because that motherfucker boy, he be in that Super Bowl. And you got to bring it. And you leave that man anytime on the clock.
Anytime.
You might as well put the points on the board. It did go to overtime for the second time ever in Super Bowl history that we got an overtime game.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And it had the new overtime rules, which means there's no, like, sudden death. Like, mm-mm. It just keeps going like it's a new game. So you have, like, first quarter, second quarter, and all that stuff. So you don't have to worry about the clock, really.
Right.
And if the other team scores, you still get a chance to go down and score.
Right.
And so these were the new rules. And 49ers scored like a field goal in overtime. And then Patrick Mahomes went down there and scored a touchdown. And, I mean, it was a wrap. So, for the game, that's really all I got to say about the game. I mean, I thought the 49ers had the advantage, but I can't say Patrick Mahomes gonna lose, dog.
No, I've been rooting for them. Like, when they made the Super Bowl, I was like, oh, it's gonna be Kansas City.
I was rooting for them, but I mean, on paper, they should have lost. It's just they didn't. That team has been sorry with their receivers all year. They shouldn't.
Dropping passes and stuff, yeah.
They shouldn't have won that game, but I can't say they shouldn't have won that game, because in my heart, I was like, they gonna win that game. Mm-hmm. And I bet money that they will win the game. Like I can't believe Patrick Mahomes gonna lose a game until I see it. The only time I seen him lose was when they was in that Super Bowl where he ain't had no offensive line, and it was like, oh yeah, that's right, you need an offensive line to play football. But up until that point, until they sacked him 2 or 3 times. I was like, I think this motherfucker can win without an offensive line. It's crazy. Never seen a nigga this good. It's really insane what we're watching.
Yeah, he's young, and I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, he's only 28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watching history before your eyes. Like, I'm enjoying his career. It might not be the same, you know, because he's still growing and stuff, but I'm enjoying his like I've enjoyed LeBron James. Ever since he's been in the league, I've literally just enjoyed his whole entire career.
He won a Super Bowl with one leg one time.
Yes, he did.
He won this Super Bowl with wide receivers that everyone thinks sorry. And then, of course, you know, and Travis Kelce, of course.
That nigga's like, I believe in y'all. I believe.
Yeah. So
he believed them to a win.
So anyway, I fucking, you know, the game was the game. Other stuff, obviously, you had, you know, the beginning of the game. The main thing I took from the beginning when they were singing all the national anthems and the black national anthem and America the Beautiful, whatever the fuck. This nigga Post Malone done went back home.
He did.
This man is 100% man in the woods.
He did pull our man in the woods, didn't he?
And I gotta say, there's two things that were said. The first one was, oh, y'all surprised? Yes, nigga, I'm surprised. Why? Because I don't know shit about Post Malone other than he a white dude that was had a rap album. He made that fucking song that was on the Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse soundtrack that was hitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that much.
Stop trying to act like y'all know everything, man. How I'm supposed to fucking know this nigga had started in white people world and country? Look at his face tats.
Right.
I mean, he looked like the white boy that hang around black people that people like, oh, that's the one that'll shoot you.
Yep.
So I don't know. This nigga was dropping rap music and hip hop people and all this shit. Then he showed up dressed like Man in the Woods. Like like this motherfucker showed up dressed 100% fucking Davy Crockett at the Super Bowl with a guitar. And I said, oh God, he got us. This what y'all really need to be mad about. He more than Justin Timberlake this. So he showed up singing like America the Beautiful or something, and I said, oh,
yeah. Then he sang after Reba. Reba sang after him. I think Reba
sang last because she sang the national anthem.
All right.
And then Audra Day sang, I think, the black national anthem, which everyone always is surprised. I don't know how many years is this gonna surprise white people. They were like, oh, the woke DEI inclusion. I'm like, they've been doing this shit since y'all killed George Floyd. You shouldn't have killed him then.
Right.
You so mad. You had to give up 3 seconds of your life. You got to give up 3 minutes of your life every year so the cops can kill black people. And you mad at that. That's crazy. But yeah, so that was cool. Then halftime was Usher.
Mm-hmm.
Karen was in here losing her mind, acting like they were taking too long to get to Usher.
They was.
Which, they have to set up the stage.
I know.
You literally can't just go straight from walking into the locker room and then Usher's just on the stage. You need to stall for like 5-10 minutes so they can bring out the hundreds of people and all that fucking equipment. Oh my God.
Chad, it was a whole circus, like literally circus. I know I was being unreasonable, but I had a great time.
From the second he was on screen, motherfuckers was flipping, standing handstands on each other's hands and all kinds of shit was happening. And that was just like, just him being like, hey y'all, it's Usher. Like, it was like, God damn. I felt it was a very Two Americas moment in that I don't know any black people that didn't get their black ass life to that whole, black people of a certain age. So really it's Three Americas. Cause honestly, if you're younger than like 35.
Yeah.
I can't really imagine that halftime hitting for you too hard just because, the only top person you probably knew was her. When she played that guitar.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else, they probably was like, who the fuck is this? You know? But for the rest of us, that's of a certain age and black, that was one of the best damn halftimes I've seen in a minute.
Yes, it was.
So I thought he was great. The song selection was so smart because he ended with the like undeniable hits, because right. white people don't really know the black hits.
No, they don't.
Not that, you know, they shouldn't. I feel like they should know them shits too. I feel like if you know, like, I don't know why you don't know Confessions. It was the title of the goddamn album, but okay. Right. But once my boo started, I said, okay, the white people, they know these. From this point on out, they might not have known where he was at, you know, when he was in his drop top.
yeah, at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, they might not have known when he was cruising the streets. But they definitely know my boo, you know. That was a big hit. Speaking of which, the first note that Alicia Keys hit, I guess, didn't hit, they have... On the upload to YouTube, they seemingly have corrected that note.
Oh.
So that the YouTube version don't have that.
When she did it live.
If I Ain't Got You original, like, first puberty voice crack. Which, I'm going to be honest, at this point, I know I shouldn't. Okay, she's light-skinned. People think she's beautiful. She got, you know, she stole that family, according to all y'all, you know, like... she's privileged, blah, blah, blah. You know, she did the fake ass, I don't wear makeup, do wear makeup thing that men fall for to this day and uses a cudgel to bash other women.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. All that stuff is bad. I get it. I do hear you and all that stuff. But I always be rooting for her and I always feel bad because I be like, girl, they on your ass on these keys. On you, they be on her ass about that singing, dog. Like, any flat note, any... off pitch, anytime she try to move, go out that range, like she don't stay within a certain range and she dip in and out, boy, everybody turned into a motherfucking music analyst on her ass.
Yeah, I don't do that, but yeah, they do.
So I felt bad. I always feel bad for her, but that first note was undeniably bad. I was like, oh no, oh god, not, oh Alicia. But they did my boo. And they was all hugged up, and everybody had the memes about Usher and, you know, taking your girl, don't leave your girl around me, you know, all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, though, she, you know, they just did a good performance. And I thought, you know, when they started doing my boo, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the ATL Super Bowl that we should have got in ATL. Because Luda came out, Lil Jon came out.
They was rolling deep.
Jermaine Dupri came out looking like he was part of Lollipop Guild.
I didn't know.
What? That's a level of rich I don't understand. Because he later went on and showed everybody his socks and was like, these actually luxury socks. Y'all too broke to understand that these Lollipop Guild Oompa Loompa socks is actually
$3,000.
This is actually rich people socks. Like, these are the jokes people had. Jermaine Dupri was like,
oh no, not the Sunday socks for
Jermaine
the kids.
Jermaine Dupri get it fitted for the halftime show. I don't know if this is a real. Let's see if this is a real video. They joking though.
They probably joking.
My boy in here getting fitted for my wedding. Okay. You know what I mean? I was gonna talk about. You know what I mean.
I'm gonna be a little slimmer by then, though. I lose some of this. Yeah. 188
down, though.
Yeah.
All right, you
want to
take this one back,
Travis? So they clowned some other dude for being short, but they said hilarious. That was Jermaine Dupri. And then somebody tell Jermaine Dupri that this ugly shit is still ugly, even if it was expensive. So they put a little baby.
Oh no, I can't take y'all niggas seriously.
So yeah, he said, ha, okay. I first of all, ha with three A's means he didn't really find this funny. Just number one. Two, man, them feet look tiny, man. That's sad. Look how tiny them little feet is.
Oh, he like me.
So it's Louis Vuitton Paris feet in the socks. And he says, Ha, okay, ain't have time for y'all last night. I was too drunk. Me and the homies performed at the Super Bowl. So I'm just really seeing y'all got me fucked up. But I will say it's funny as hell, yo. At Pharrell, you see this? P.S. We came into this game with our clothes on backwards. Ain't no regular nigga. I think Chris Cross was really more the backwards one.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, he just posted all the memes and stuff. So glad he was able to take a joke, but... Yeah, he was definitely it was a choice to wear that shit.
It was.
Like I said, Beyonce commercial dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was some, like, I thought the commercials were decent this year. I really am glad the crypto craze is done, because commercials were just the worst.
Last year was the worst. That shit spun around. I was like, I'm not clicking on that shit. I thought it was a virus. I was like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, so like I thought they had some decent ones this year. You know, it's but the Beyonce one was that one, you know. Mm-hmm. So the thing, I'm always forgiving of Super Bowl commercials, because once y'all decided, or people, I shouldn't say y'all, that sounds accusatory and like y'all part of the problem. And if you listen to this, you probably not. Once people decided that being offended at the jokes at the Super Bowl commercials
they stripped a lot of the
more
funny.
Important than letting some people take some shots and sometimes they miss.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kind of fucked the game up.
Yep.
And I'm not saying people should never be offended at a commercial, but like, people started stretching to find ways to be offended.
Mm-hmm. Now, all jokes aside, that's why shit became less funny. Not trying to find a lot of commercials came, but less creative. They got just as bland as shit, because they were like, this is the fuck you want. We want to put shit out here. We don't want to offend nobody. We don't want to be trending. We don't want our fucking stock to drop because somebody decided that they're offensive. Anybody that's boring, but you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, so like, some of the commercials were safe, which made them not that funny.
Right.
But at least they were safe.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, I've been kind of, you know, I don't judge them as harshly as people are always like, these commercials are boring and shit. I'm like, yeah, because you only get to fuck up a couple times before people are like, I don't ever want to see a commercial that's not, you know, like at some point we even have like now the inspirational commercials. I don't like them.
The inspirational ones, the ones with Jesus, them get on my nerves.
No, that's not the one I was talking about. The inspirational ones that are like, don't bully, feed the dogs, be nice to people, here's a Budweiser. They do it because being funny is more risky than just saying like Black Lives Matter from Sprite, you know. And so I don't like those ones. I feel like it feels like a waste of a commercial, especially on a big stage like the Super Bowl. It feels right. Like when you go to the Apollo and you sing a spiritual, because you just like, ah, they won't boo him.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but I also want to enjoy the shit. You know, you up there just, you know, sound like Alicia Keys with your voice cracking, talking about the whole world in your hands just so you won't get booed. And that feels manipulative. But yeah, the Jesus ones to me I've been seeing those commercials at a lot of stuff I watch. I hate those commercials.
That's a whack.
Because I don't really understand who it's for, and it feels manipulative.
Right.
And I bet you there's some bad money behind it, because in America, has that much money to promote Jesus is probably not the Jesus that I think people like. The Jesus that really is inclusive and progressive, mm-hmm. and, you know, society wanted to get him up out of the paint because he was shaking the table a little too much. That I feel like Hobby Lobby or somebody probably supporting these Jesus commercials.
Yes.
So I'm about to look that up. Who pays for Jesus commercials? Because I want to know also, where did the money go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you, when you advertise Jesus, is Jesus in heaven somewhere? Like, we need to look at the third quarter deliverables. Okay. What's our rate of return on the commercial for the Super Bowl? Okay. Because I got to, you know, listen, it's getting tight up here in heaven. Okay. Y'all think money grow on trees, but... it is Hobby Lobby. Oh,
it is.
So, of course, Hobby Lobby is the anti-abortion, women can't have birth control if they work here.
Right.
Organization. So, like, yeah, man, I can't fuck with that.
Because, and they be so stupid. And you be like, oh, this shit look Photoshop. This shit look whack.
honestly, we got Jesus at home, man. Why are we paying extra during Super Bowl for
got
Jesus?
Jesus at home.
And if I'm being real, hey, man, if Jesus got Super Bowl money, I'm done giving to the building fund, okay? You got it. You can't be hitting me up like, oh, the kids need to go on a trip. But you got the Super Bowl money. Give them some of that. Put out one less Super Bowl ad. Everybody get to go to Africa. I don't understand how we got into it. Not the lobby. Yeah. The Uber Eats commercial was one of my favorites. It was the one where if you order it, you end up forgetting shit. And Jennifer Aniston forgot she worked with David Schwimmer on Friends.
Yes, he was like, we did it for 10 years. 10 years? I remember something like that.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was hilarious.
I don't really follow the Beckhams in soccer, but I know that meme, that joke of her lying about her past. And I guess they turned it into a cute joke.
They did, because I think her shirt was like Beckham's wife. Like her shirt like said who she was, because yeah. A lot of people was like, who are you, woman?
Yeah, so I guess that was that was like cute, you know. I knew of some of it. The Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts commercial was great to me.
That was hilarious.
It was so silly and so stupid.
Wouldn't it though?
The fact that they had everybody in it, including Matt
Damon.
Damon was in it. Yes. Oh my God. That was a good one to me.
Now that one was like funny in a funny way, and everybody laughed. I also liked the State Farm commercials with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he couldn't pronounce neighbor.
Yeah,
that was neighbor. That was like neighbor.
Give me a chopper. I didn't think that was that funny, but it once again it was safe.
Yes,
no one's gonna be mad at that commercial. And like I said, if it's safe, I kind of understand. You just, like, motherfuckers ain't trying to, ain't no, it ain't really no award for being edgy. Mm-mm. At the Super Bowl.
And you don't
anymore.
Get rewarded for it, so why?
Yeah.
So we're just going to continue year after year about how they're whack. Well, it's whack because people complain.
Yeah.
They complain the funny and and to me, a lot of enjoyment out of it.
T-Mobile, Jason Momoa commercial was great with the guys from Scrubs.
Yes.
He was just being fucking ridiculous. I feel like Jason Momoa is just, I think Jason Momoa plays Jason Momoa in everything.
He does.
I think that's really him.
And I'm here for it. But like, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, I think that's really him. Aquaman is him.
Mm-hmm.
It's all him. Didn't care about the Elf Cosmetic joints.
Elf Cosmetic, which one's that?
Megan Trainor was in it. Judge Judy was in it. She's like, she's serving face and justice or something like that.
Yeah, that was okay.
It was all right. Of course, Beyonce's Verizon commercial was the one.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one. Because she ended that shit with, okay, drop the new music. And she dropped the new music. It was not a joke.
Mm-mm.
Mayo Cat with Kate McKinnon. The cat
that was
said,
hilarious.
Meow, instead of meow.
Yeah,
people was mad at a white woman eating mayo, but we've been doing this for years.
Ain't that a running joke?
Yeah. Also, like, Amy Schumer was it last time. Like, I think a funny white woman eating mayo is gonna be, that's gonna be the joke, guys. They're selling mayo,
right?
So Popeye's wings with Ken Jeong was one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a weird ass commercial, but honestly, I was thinking you can't have a black person in this commercial. And King John, closest we gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
He be cooning with the best of them, so
I'm here for it.
It's safe because it wasn't a black person talking about chicken wings.
Yes, I agree.
But if a black person would have been shuffling that hard for some chicken wings, oh, the whole timeline would have went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Starry had an Ice Spice commercial, which I didn't understand. It was like her ex was, he was basically Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started, water starts shooting out of him. I don't know. I didn't get that one, but I guess.
Changed, and you know, it's two of them and one of him type of thing. And basically it's like, yo bitch with us type of thing. I guess that's what they were trying to quote unquote relay to him. Mm. And so I guess it was a joke. And also they had some Marvel previews, and so I enjoyed those.
Marvel previews. I know they had Deadpool. Movies. What else they have?
They had Deadpool, and I don't know if it was. No, it wasn't Marvel, but Deadpool. Two. You know the one where they don't talk.
Oh, The Quiet Place.
Yes.
Okay. Don't get frustrated with me. You didn't give me any clues. No. Whatchamacallit, too. Oh, wow, Rod. I can't believe you didn't get that.
Wait, because it had Lupita Nyong'o in it. Mm-hmm. And they had that monkey movie.
Planet of the Apes. But well, yep. We've seen that trailer.
Planet of the Apes, Monkey Man.
Oh, yeah. We've seen that trailer, too.
Yes.
But the Deadpool trailer was new. Mm-hmm. And I did notice this with a lot of the trailers, though. They are now giving us homework.
Yes.
They're not paying the whole 3 minutes of like Super Bowl money the way they used to. Like when Avengers dropped, mm-hmm. I'll never forget that Super Bowl because that trailer was like 3 minutes and they played it worth it. I rewound it. I watched it a million times. But now what they do is they're like, Deadpool 3, check out, go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Not So Funny is one of the things where they want to save money and cutting, you know, not spend.
Oh, I know why
much.
They do it. Yeah. Yeah, I know why they do it, but I'm just saying, like, it's interesting that because that was the same reason they could have had when Avengers came out.
True.
They could have did the same thing for Avengers, but this time they were like, nah, y'all go to YouTube. I think one is smart because it drives the traffic to your YouTube page.
Yes.
Which you control.
Mm-hmm.
And two, in addition to, like, just saving money, we're so used to streaming. We have our phones in our hands. Half the people watching probably ain't even watching on an actual like TV or whatever.
Right.
Like it's really smart what they're doing, and especially in an industry where they need to kind of save some money and make some cutbacks. Yeah, someone brought up Wicked. I saw that one too. Mm-hmm. That was a good commercial. So yeah, it was some it's a decent Super Bowl. It was a good Super Bowl game. I thought the halftime show was great. The commercials were decent.
Yeah, and they're going to continue to be decent because, people, like I said, people going to play it safe. They tired of the people complaining. Like you said, take a few fuck-ups, people complaining. Like, you know, people take shit to the extreme. Yeah, there was some shit in the past we talked about before where people just reached and the quote-unquote backlash was so bad that, yeah, y'all, you know, the general public, particularly online, caused them to have this backlash. I guarantee you, if they was probably to talk to people that weren't online, the response probably would have been a little differently, but because online, quote unquote, kind of runs a lot of this stuff, like they look at that engagement and shit that they respond to. I think over the years, they have a balance now, but before it used to be, they actually listened to them, and I was like, yeah, you don't always need to listen to them. Sometimes they don't know what they're talking about.
For what? Just the commercials?
Yeah, just the commercials, oh, okay. Yeah.
A lot of celebrities are there. Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton, Jay-Z, Jay-Z, his daughters, and Beyonce. Beyonce was so funny because we saw that commercial where she looked like $1 million. They cut back to the game. She got the wig out, and she looked like $1 billion. I said, how she look better in the real life than the commercial? Okay. She did. She was looking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her Dolly Parton era, and I'm about to run her my coins.
Yes, sir.
Paul Rudd, Taylor Swift was in the booth with Ice Spice,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. Her and Ice Spice, I guess they I don't know like what their relationship is, but they've hung out more than once. They made a song. They did a song together. But yeah, it was a lot of people in that suite that was like famous and shit. Blake Lively was there. Who else is there? Paul McCartney was there. Lady Gaga was there.
Had all the celebrities in the house.
Yeah. Olivia Culpo. Why they put Brittany Mahomes on here? She's not famous. She's just his wife.
That's all that matters. That makes you famous.
Yeah. And if you performed, I'm not counting you. Post Malone, mm-hmm. Reba McEntire, y'all don't count. Audra Day, y'all don't count. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber were there. Of course the Kelseys were there. What the fuck else are they gonna be? Mark Wahlberg, LeBron and Savannah was there. I know Westbrook was there too with his wife. Luke Combs was there. Lana Del Rey, Kim K was there. People think she's dating Odell Beckham Jr. because they were seen hanging out in Las Vegas. So the rumor is they're dating.
Yeah, they could be just good friends.
Gordon Ramsay was there. Martha Stewart, y'all better, hey, Mrs. Y'all, steal your silver fox.
Child.
Okay.
Y'all better keep your eye on that woman.
Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo. Now they're both in that Wicked movie, so there's probably a lot of people that had stuff to promote are probably there as part of the promotion too.
Of course.
Chloe and Haley Bailey were there. Holly Bailey. Gabrielle Union was there. Lizzo was there. Okay. We forgive you, Queen. We know you innocent. She beat the charges.
Chloe had that baby and snapped back. They're like, she had a serious snapback. I was like, woo, didn't you just have that baby?
Shaq was there. And he met Taylor Swift. He put it on his Instagram. He finally met her.
Oh.
So, yep, there you go. That's all the celebs that were there. Pretty good time. You know, I had a good time watching it. And, yeah.
Was it Haley, the other one? I'm sorry. Did I call it?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you said it was Chloe. Yeah. Haley's the one that had the baby.
My bad, y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Monique issues an apology to Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey for telling them to suck her dick back in the day. I guess she was doing stand-up. And she said, Tyler Perry, I said, I have to give him and Oprah Winfrey a public apology. I'm going to give it right now, tonight, in front of you niggas in Albany, New York. Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry, I want to apologize for telling y'all to suck my dick. So maybe it's because of the way she said it, you know. She said, you got to run to the apology, nigga. You got to run to it. I got to give one. Listen to Brother Greg Mathis, Judge Mathis. I heard you, Brother Greg Mathis. I heard you, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith said she sounded bitter in her interview. She said, I want y'all to understand something about me. When I've communicated something wrong, I'm a bitch who's going to say I'm sorry. I'm a bitch who's going to own what the fuck I said. I'm a bitch who's going to walk in what the fuck I said. And I owe two motherfuckers an apology because I communicated some shit wrong to them some years ago. And that's when she said she apologized, telling them to suck her dick. So, yeah. I mean, you know, that's fair. I mean, I think a lot of people's issue is her tone when she says the stuff. But also, it's hard to separate that from just them feeling like she shouldn't be saying nothing at all. The stuff with Shannon is getting real spicy because people like Mike Epps and Corey Holcomb, you know, two comedians I brought up as like straight shit talkers.
That's what they do, yeah.
They've been talking shit about Shannon Sharp. Mike Epps was on stage and essentially called him, accused him of being gay, and then said he looked like Madea, and I'm not going to sit across the couch and let you look at my balls. Like it's a lot of like he's secretly gay jokes, even though later he'll claim that that's not what he was talking about. But there's a lot of insinuations like he's actually gay and he's messy and Wendy Williams ain't retired, she just got a weight set or whatever type shit, like D.L. Hewley said. But Shannon responded to it on his Club Shay Shay, so. You know, it wasn't all just one-sided. Like, Shannon Sharp basically said, I'm going to pull up on him. I'm going to see him in real life. And we going to, you know, like, basically you need to back up everything that he said. So, which sounded like Shannon was going to physically, you know, do something to this man. So, I, you know, I'm not saying that... It seemed like everyone's going out of pocket right there. I understand why comedians feel a way about Shannon, because like Shannon, even during the Cat Williams thing, he brought up Mike Epps to Cat Williams to see if he could kind of get him to talk some shit. Like, what about Mike Epps? You know, because he was asking about everybody or whatever, and Cat didn't have no problems with it. But Mike Epps said basically Shannon brought me up first, like basically brought him up to see if he could start some shit. And he also said that Shannon reached out to him to be on Club Shay Shay. Shannon Sharp came out and basically said he was lying. I never asked you. We could go to the DMs and I could show people that, you know, if you want me, I could show them proof that I've never asked you to be on the show and you've like, if anything, maybe you've asked me or something. And that's when Mike Epps put out a video saying he's right. I didn't say that. He didn't ask me to be on the show. But if he gonna pull up on me, just know that I don't fight. I got a gun. I shoot niggas and shit like that. I'm like, now somebody gets shot over this fucking show. Do you know how fucking stupid this shit gonna look?
Right.
Like, not just to everybody, because it's just kind of pointless. Like, I'm not saying what Shannon does is the most respectful environment that he's created. I think he's created an environment where people go on there and kind of unchallenged say fucked up shit about other people. Some of it true, some of it not. Nothing's fact checked, really. Mm-mm. Everything's kind of like vibes, because they, and by fact check, I don't mean like, well, he did hear the audio Monique sent him. I mean like a lawyer.
Journalistic.
Like what has to happen for something to be on TV that a lot of people don't see behind the scenes?
Have to be filtered.
Right. There's no news editor department. There's no lawyer
nobody
department.
Looking at each and every single word.
There's nobody coming in and being like, hey, we couldn't check with the sources and verify this, so we gotta take this out.
Yes, sir.
So because of that environment Shannon's created, it's a bit chaotic, and you're talking about some of the biggest egos in the game, which is comedians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, comedians typically have huge fucking egos, and they get on the stage and talk one-sided all the time. Multiple times a week, meaning plenty of opportunity for them to kind of clap back and say, like, you know, here's my thing. And so, yeah, Shannon got called out by Mike Epps, and then they now are saying they're going to meet and during All-Star weekend and talk about it and work it out or something, you know. But it was starting to look like somebody's going to get shot, which is crazy.
Y'all niggas too old for that.
Yeah, this is the video that Mike Epps put on his Instagram.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I know Shay Shay. I don't know what grown ass man got a name named Shay Shay, but I know this grown man is not mad at
Why
me.
Why is he filming himself laying down?
So many people talk crazy about you. They was on.
That's what everybody does. Remember Kevin Hart didn't get the Oscars? You gotta lay down in the bed and then you gotta record yourself.
Men, this shot up the nose. Stop that. Don't wanna see your nose hairs.
Saturday Night Live talking about you, imitating you, but now you wanna fight me? Now, I'm not gonna lie. I did DM you to get on the show. But I DM'd you to get on the show because you brought my name up when you were sitting there with Kat and you was trying to get him to talk crazy about me, but he didn't. Okay? Now, second of all, talking about pulling up on me, you're going to be an All-Star. I'm going to be at the All-Star in my hometown. And I'm going to see you. All right? I'm going to see you, brother. And I'm just letting you know, I don't be doing no fighting lately. I don't do no fighting. So, you know, it's only one other option. If you don't fight, you do blank, 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 blank. And Ocho, you shut up and go get some eyebrows. You looking like a whole milk dud sitting there agitating. We watched the white boy kick your ass on TV. So you shut up. And Shay Shay, you did look like Madea sitting there. You was looking zesty. I'm not saying you gay, but you was looking zesty. You look like Big Frida sitting there. You need to take them tight ass shirts off with the muscles. And that's it. Go check out my special February the 20th.
So, like, that's the thing with Mike Epps and some of these other cats. They already kind of operate in a space of no holds bar type shit. So you kind of mess with them to your own detriment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Corey Holcomb also said some shit on his show. You know, he stay ignorant.
Everybody said the Cat Williams video. I mean, it was a lot of people talking about the Cat Williams video was bad news. Motherfuckers getting bold now. Motherfuckers ain't yuck yucking with y'all ass. Only one yuck yucking is Shay Shay. Shay Shay oh, Taylor Swift running circles around Beyonce. Where'd that come from? Why you had to say that? Your boss made you say that, didn't he?
Oh, that's disappointing. I didn't know he said that.
Your boss. Like that. B-O-T-H-S. Both made you say that. You used to speak up for the brothers and sisters.
I think he just spread out boths, but I see what he's trying to say.
Shay Shay, but now I see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of fruit booties that came on your podcast, boy. A lot of them.
A lot of going for. I mean, I'm imagining that's a homophobic type of thing. A lot of going for the he's secretly gay. He is gay.
That's what that means. Because I was like,
that's what it seemed like. Because I mean, right. What else could that mean?
Right. Okay.
Hey, hit us up in the chat if fruit booty means something other than a pejorative for a gay person. Because I've never heard anyone use that in some other way.
I said that don't sound pop, quote unquote positive. Not in the phrase I'm hearing.
Yeah, a lot of fruit booties came on your podcast. That's gonna come out soon through 5150. Ain't no coincidence you have a lot of fruit booties you interview. Who you think, dog, the streets' eyes is wide open, man. I'm telling you, you ain't fooling nobody. Shay, Shay, Skip. Up there with smiling and yucking up with Stephen A. Smith. That's going to go bad one day. Because Stephen A. Smith a fuck nigga. Stephen A. Smith, the one who told people you got fired from FS1. Did nobody know that? Did nobody know you got fired? Stephen A. Smith put that out there, but every day you got to be like, yeah, Stephen, you. You going through a change. You better go ahead and tell the truth about who you are, Club Shay Shay. Let it be known.
Yeah, so a lot of intimating that he's on the down low or something. I know he has kids. Also, it really wouldn't matter. Like, that's not the point.
It don't matter.
Like, even if you had an issue with his platform, the idea of him being gay isn't really the point. I think what they're not really articulating that they probably, if they were just being honest, what they probably want to say is you're exposing a lot of secrets within the industry of black comedians, and we think you have a secret that you don't want exposed. So why have you made your platform a place for people to come tell other people's business? You know, somebody like Mike Epps brought up, I guess he said TD Jakes, the whole rumor about TD Jakes started there at Club Shay Shay. That's not true. But the idea of like, oh, you can talk about someone's sexuality and down low, but if I do it, I'm wrong. You know, you don't want it done to you. So I think that's what they're trying to get at, but just in a very articulate homophobic way. But yeah, I'm not surprised because these are premium shit talkers that don't give a fuck.
Yep.
Which is also funny too, because those are two of the main comedians that will absolutely put somebody on blast within the industry and they don't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
You know, like those motherfuckers have openly talked shit about other comedians and other celebrities and stuff. I don't know why they think, you know, like what Shannon is doing is so beyond the pale, but they are mad as hell about it.
Basically, you're saying only women can be messy. That's not true.
What do you mean?
Because just the way you implying, you know, that he's gay.
Yes.
So what are you trying to say? That only, quote-unquote, women can be, or people with feminine energy can be messy, and that's right. Not a true statement.
It's gay to be
men are messy too. Men gossip too. They right. Talk about each other too. Like, that's just a
people thing.
I mean,
those are two dudes that do it. Those are two of the main dudes that talk Faze on Love. Like, a lot of those comedians talk, they be talking big shit. They funny as hell, and they roast people, and they say the inappropriate thing that most people are scared to say, blah, blah, blah. But that's, they don't shirk talking shit about people. So I find it interesting that they got so offended, you know, because I'm just like, you know, I don't know. I wonder, and part of me also wonders this, how much of this is, hey, y'all have 25 million views, 5 million, 10 million views. Their videos, their Instagrams, they not getting those views.
It's siphoning off of you.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let me talk shit about what you're doing, because what you're doing, I may get more hits off of that than anything else.
Yes, I might be above my average talking about you.
Like, for example, I've been doing the Coon countdown, the countdown of the coons this week. Mm-hmm. And there's a comedian that went viral. Matter of fact, oh yeah, shit. You know what? Segways are for kids. We should just move into the segue. Let's just do fucking with black people.
Okay.
And then that way, we'll already kind of be, we'll already have this.
Hey, we're just fucking with them people because they black. We're just fucking with them people because they black. We're just fucking with them black people. We're just fucking with them blacks. We're just fucking with black people. Hey,
all right, so there's a comedian named David Lucas who ended up walking multiple black audience members while he was doing stand-up. And it seems, I'm not familiar with this guy, but it seems like a lot, like he pals around with kind of the alt-right slash, you know, the white, the you know, he makes white people that are kind of racist feel good about themselves. I have a black person. Mm-hmm. That will let them say the shit and then agree with it and all that stuff. It's why I think it's very dangerous to kind of kick it in those groups. I don't care how much popularity or clicks you think you're going to get off of it. It's like there's all, you will never be able to operate around a crew like that with any integrity as a black, self-respecting black person, because either another black person that don't respect themselves will come in and be better at cooning, yep, than you will,
and boot you,
or
out,
you have to be the best one, you know, and he's the best
to be one.
Yeah, he's decided to be the best. And so he you don't even really hear the original joke in the clip, I don't think, or maybe the joke is like some crowd work shit, but this is the clip. And it's about George Floyd.
Oh man, all these fucking good ass white people at my show. And you wanted to show them the reason George Floyd got his neck nailed on.
It's context clues. Sounds like maybe someone heckled or said something or did something, a black person in the audience. And he was like, you see all these good white people at my show, and you want to show them the reason George Floyd got his neck nailed on. So he's one of those I joke about everybody type people, but the joke is always on, you know, is it really on everybody, you know?
Don't ooh at that joke. It's just a joke, man. I would have never kneeled on George Floyd's neck. I would have shot that nigga. That was making us look.
The white people eating it up, cracking up. Mm-hmm. And the black people are, as you can see from now, they're going to start getting up.
Yeah, because to them, not funny.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to like not necessarily being funny, you also now in a room of white people that think that's, you know, hilarious. Mm-hmm. And George Floyd is one of the extreme examples of like right wing conspiracy to America's type shit. Because over there, in order to justify his murder, which literally murder, it was convicted, it was found in court. In order to justify it, they have now created an alternative where he was just like this unruly, resisting arrest, drugged up, didn't even die from the man kneeling on his neck, died from the. So if you kick it over there, those become your new set of facts. This is one of the reasons it's hard to say that you find very few conservative comedians that are funny.
Right.
Because they operate off of the facts that just aren't real. So, you know, it's them saying like, and that's why I don't go around people that wear masks, because you get COVID from them. And it's like, it'll never be funny to me because I don't, that entire premise sounds crazy to me. If we don't agree on the facts and the premise, the joke can't be funny. Mm-mm. It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be ridiculous, but it's very rare that it will be funny.
Right. And it's not the fact that you can't poke and joke and all this stuff. It's just for the fact that the way it's presented, it needs to be funny.
Yeah, it's not a clever joke, but it is funny to the white people that believe all the stuff about how George Floyd deserved to get killed and he was resisting arrest and he was on drugs and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So somebody said you need to learn about George Floyd before you get your ass up there talking. You really stoop low to to try to be funny and left.
Right.
It's called comedy, nigga. How many more black fans I gotta hear that might leave? Oh, good shit, man. I got. Cause nigga, I was just warming up with that George Floyd shit.
So some other black person in the audience said they ain't going nowhere. This is what they came for. Which, if this is his crowd, that makes sense that the kind of black people that showed up would be here for that. But unfortunately, when you go out in public, there's people that just buy tickets to comedy shows because they're like, oh, I just go to comedy shows and
yes,
I don't
and
really
don't
know
be,
this dude. But
yeah, they don't be knowing a lineup or anything, right?
Right. So they don't know what they're in for.
You ready to go? All right, baby. Okay. All right, you offended too, baby, with the braids? You offended too? God damn, man, stop. Y'all good? Or y'all about to... Oh, I don't... I like Kyle Rittenhouse too. You too, bro? God damn, bro. Oh, but you fuck with me a little bit, right? See that in the air.
So this dude, weakest link, dapped him up on the way out. And the white people are going crazy for it. Like, ha, ha, ha. So,
damn, one more guy. Damn, man. That nigga don't even want to go, but his ride leaving. He don't even want to go. He like, man, I don't like George Floyd either, man. That nigga had fitting up. God damn, you got a stoop low for a joke. George Floyd would have robbed you too, bitch.
So, that was his set. Or the part that was shared online, mm-hmm. And went viral. So 0 to 100.
I give it 2 scores.
Okay.
1 score would be probably 100, just for the simple fact that it wasn't funny. Like, I, you know me, you can joke about anything. Just be funny. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it just sound hack. You know, like, a lot of it sound like that. And also, it's one of them things where, because of the audience and the way it looks, like you said, I have a friend, this dude travels around to all, like, a lot of these white places. And, you know, and I think that this is what this crowd likes. This is why they came. They know what they knew what they were walking into, if that makes sense. So, for somebody like me, you know, I do understand the people leaving going, the fuck is this? Like, you know, and there are going to be some people that might not have even agreed with him, but like, I'm going to stay just because I'm here for the comedy. You're not funny. And I'll just wait for whoever the next person is. Like, I'm not going to make a big scene out of this, mm-hmm. you know? And the other score is 0. Cause, nigga, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah. I give it a Dracarys. I think, it's just one of those things where the reason that I think it's fucked up and it's a low bar joke. It's not really even that funny. The point is to offend black people mm-hmm. to the amusement of white people. It is the most cooning you can do, you know, to that effect. I actually gave him, you know, I made him one of the coons for the coon down. And here's what I think is most telling. That particular TikTok I made got taken down for being offensive and targeting and harassment and bullying.
What?
Mm-hmm. Now here's and I did appeal it and they did put it back up, and we'll see if it stays up. But here's the thing: this happened last year too with CJ Pearson. Certain people mm-hmm. that have followings on TikTok,
they report
either their
shit.
Followers or themselves. They reported as I got harassed or I got bullied or something.
Right.
And here's my point. So now you can't take a fucking joke. It was you and your fans. It was all good to talk about George Floyd to the, you know, and to black people feeling that getting their feelings hurt. But all I said was, you doing that with some coon shit. Now I'm bullying, targeting, and harassing you.
Right.
Now some content need to be taken down. Now we offended. Now is the time.
If we're not going to be offended, don't be offended either way.
There's nothing I said in my TikTok that was more offensive than what anything he said on that stage.
Right.
So, like, I find that to be interesting that is, like, that says something about them and how all that shit about how, like.
Five things I know about you. Five things.
I was trying to find a TikTok for y'all, but TikTok always autoplays. But yeah, it says something about a dude like that his folk don't really, are they really taking the joke? Are they really, what are they laughing at? Or is it just like bullying? And another point I want to make that some people in the audience may not agree with, some people going to feel differently because it's a different group. But this is also why I don't think Dave Chappelle's trans shit is funny. Because the laughs are a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
The laughs are a lot of like, you know, the laughs are a lot of, well, you know what? We're all laughing together at them because they're either not in the room or they don't count, you know?
Right.
And I find that to be I find that to be fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. that we would that and it feels the same to me. Like the joke is that I'm not supposed to be picking on you, but I don't believe in that shit. And if you cancel me, if you're offended, that tells me you're part of the problem. And I actually am funny. It's funny how offended you are about what I'm saying. And I think that is the lowest bar for comedy, is the everyone's mad at me, so I must be funny, put the caution tape on my mouth, you know, type of shit that they be doing. I don't fuck with it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I guess the video's still up. All right, y'all want to watch my TikTok about these coons?
Okay.
Let's see what I don't even remember what I said about him. Hopefully we don't get pulled down for the music in the background, but, you know. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So look at this one. Okay, so this is my point. This is what I was saying about Club Shay Shay. Now, I stumbled onto this. I didn't even do this on purpose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been calling people coons. You know, it's my thing for Black History. I almost didn't do it this year, but I said, fuck it, okay? So if you can look and see when I 2,272 was the highest number of views I've gotten for a video this year. For the calling people coons, except for yesterday when I talked about this comedian, 17,000 already. And it was taken down for the record, and then now it's back, but it was taken down for so because he was offended or
coon team used. We are highlighting.
All right,
the countdown coon team used. We are highlighting all the coon contributors to the culture who never get highlighted because we ashamed of them. And the coon petition is heating up. Today's coon contributor is a coon median that is going viral right now.
It's David Lucas. I don't know if him and the Hodge twins are gonna go on a tour called the Coons of Comedy, but they should look into it. Anyway, he's going viral because he made a George Floyd joke that walked all the black patrons of the club left, and the white people ate it up. Just yuck, yuck, shuck, shuck, all up in that piece. Just a real Coonan O'Brien. You know, maybe he got a bright future ahead of him. He could get on SNL. He could be the next Coonan Thompson. He seems pretty proud of the joke. He's glad he walked the black people. He already kicks it around a lot of edgy white comics and, you know, racist alt-right crowds. So it don't bother him. And we all know he will be successful because Coonso culture is not real. See you tomorrow.
So that all was right, that was the video. And they wanted it taken down. I don't think anything I said in that was any. It definitely wasn't worse than what the fuck he was saying.
That's definitely his fans.
All right, the countdown.
Not only his fans, I could see them I could see the video getting in certain areas of TikTok and people just reporting it.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And which even if it's him or his fans, says a lot. Because
mm-hmm.
Now it's not funny because it's your guy.
Right.
Get taking a joke, a deserved joke. George Floyd ain't deserve that.
Mm-mm.
Black people in that audience ain't deserve that. You know,
because one of the people talking was like, I come here all the time. The fuck is this?
Right. So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting, but I didn't realize that shit was blowing up that big. When I looked at it earlier, it did not have that many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time views. To spread and stuff, because you know, with the original one going viral, you know, it's something that people are kind of talking about, so people are kind of branching off to see what other people are saying, and they're right. probably stumbling upon your stuff. And you know how TikTok is, they like spot on with their algorithm, so you kind of work your way into certain people's algorithm,
right? So I don't know, I just think it's shit is wild, man. Motherfuckers just definitely it's just art. For him to make that kind of art, you have to basically say black people's feelings do not matter. And the yucks and the laughs of white people clearly fuel him in a way that I'll never relate to. And it's not that I don't think, you know, white people should have a good time to come out to a show. I'll never do no shit like that in my life, period. But yeah, so it's Gissa Jacquard's for me. And he's a hypocrite for his people wanting to take that shit down.
Right.
Like, oh, you gonna call me a coon? Yeah, yes, nigga.
And it's funny how certain videos...
You doing coon shit?
Right. Like, it's so funny how certain videos with, like, you know, certain people who probably get talked about all of the time, you right. know, they purposely target and try to suppress you, but yet they want their voices to be heard.
Right. So, all right. Let's go to... You know, let's do some jokes of our own, guys. All right. Let's do some guest the race.
This time for guest the race. This time for guest the race. This time for guest the race. This time for guest the race.
All right, you know what it is. Guess the race time. We go around the globe, find different articles, guess the race of the people involved. And everyone playing is now racist, all right? That's just how it works, and don't question it. Doesn't make us hypocrites. Colorado toilet tank arrestee is a wannabe New Age pornographer.
What?
The man arrested for hiding in a toilet tank at a Colorado yoga festival is a New Age transient who aspires to operate a spiritual porn site and describes himself as a worshiper of women. Yep. Luke Krischko.
But nigga, you was in the toilet tank. What are we talking about here? Mm-hmm.
Luke Krischko, 30, was arrested yesterday and charged with hiding inside of a toilet tank at the Hanuman Yoga Festival in Boulder. A woman about to use the toilet noticed movement in the tank and alerted a man who spotted the feces-covered suspect hiding inside the tank.
So he in that part. Oh,
yeah, it must have been like the porta potty type deal or something. Or,
right. Yeah, because shit don't move. You looking like, yeah, okay.
Well, shit
now.
Was moving, all right. he appears to travel from festival to festival, according to his Facebook and YouTube pages. He's a world traveler who offers massages to festival attendees. When are shit covered massage? Like, when? Like, what is the process? When are you even able to take a shower or clean all that stuff off of yourself? On several blogs and websites, he has registered Krischko, who uses the handle Sky Orion. He has written about his desire to create some adult entertainment and share divine pleasure and make a ton of money and fun. His websites include maxextrememodels.com, skyorion.com, and holysexteam.blogspot. Holy sex.
Not dot blogspot.
First of all, Holy Sex Team sounds like what Robin says to Batman after he sees an orgy. Holy Sex Team, Batman.
Holy Sex Team.
Holy Sex Team. His occupation there is listed as porn star. Another site he has called Holy Sex Girls. .com this declares girls' bodies are as the holy temple of the consciousness, spelled wrong, adoration of infinity, and the only refuge from the infinite desert of sands of time and dissolution. The site is headlined Spirit Porn and includes a slogan, no guilt, no fear, only God. Boy, if that don't sound like a cult brochure.
Right?
Sound like you eat people.
No, thank you.
One page advertises his services as a male escort. Must not even get too much business.
Mm-mm.
Using the handle.
Child, don't nobody want to, unless it's your kink, don't nobody want to escort to smell like shit.
Using his handle, Bunny Man, He offers female clients pricing plans that are quick and easy.
He don't know the female market.
First of all, if you worship him, why wouldn't you do it for free? I don't know. That don't make sense. The page, which appears to have been created several years ago, notes that an initial hour costs $40 and with a 2-hour minimum on all dates. For $620, a woman could get 7 days of sin with Bunny Man, who for some reason included a scan of his passport on the website. In a YouTube video posted late last year, Crisco, traveling in Serbia, talks about getting business cards for the escort agency. Crisco has also recently been contemplating a tantric website. Oh, you trying to be like Barney?
Child, how many websites he got?
Right? Yeah, putting a lot of nets out there. Last month, he placed an online classified ad seeking models and business partners. He noted that he and his partners were worshipers of women and just wanted to show them.
His partners, just him.
Right. Wanted to show them as the amazing, dynamic, and even creations of infinite light that they are. He added, women are the greatest animal in the animal kingdom. Meow, roar. Okay. See, as soon as he called women roar. Animals. See, the women calling them animals also says something very dehumanizing about them.
Mm-hmm.
In a classified ad, he offered the escort services of himself and his 19-year-old girlfriend, along with offering special pricing for using us as
you
a couple.
You got a girlfriend?
I know. And some of y'all single.
Oh,
I know y'all
my
head.
Goodness.
We can't even do tantric or healing-type work. There's also an option to make a video. In an April video posted on his Facebook page, he introduced himself as Sky Ryan, the biggest jackass on earth. He said that he was en route to North Carolina and spent the night sleeping in a cardboard box inside of a dumpster at a construction site. He did not want to stay at the Greyhound station because it smelled weird.
Smelled weird. What? Smell like shit don't smell? Sir, where are your partners? I don't believe none of these stories.
Not the Onion. This is a real article. Karen, guess the race.
What white nonsense is this, nigga?
All right, Karen is saying white. We'll check the chat room and see what they think, you know. The Greyhound bus station smelling worse than the inside of a porta potty. Only J.L. Covan can confirm if that's true.
I don't know, sir.
Hard for me to imagine, but hey, what do I know?
What do I know?
The new Swamp Thing, white. Only whites bathe in poop, boo-boo the fool white. We finally know what you look like. This shit is getting serious. Don't wash anything white. Crisco,
nah,
white.
Serious.
Correct answer is, everyone said white is white. Yeah, he looks like he wants to be Jeffrey Dahmer 2.0.
Oh no!
Like, just the shades, the fingernail paint, the way he's holding the camera is not a cell phone. The way he's taking a picture in a bathroom that he's probably about to go drop down behind in a second. This is a lot. It's a lot going on that just feels wrong about this.
Chad, I'd have been shocked if this had been any other race sitting in the porta potties.
Yeah, he looks like a character that
he looks like he'll carve your ass up.
He looks like a character that Michael Fassbender would play when he was playing a serial killer. Like, that's what he looks
yes!
like.
Yes.
All right, so Karen's one for one. Let's go to the next one. Assailant. Nurse should have expected punch.
Oh, okay.
After punching a female nurse in the face, a Florida woman declared that she was mentally ill and the victim should have expected to be hit by a psych patient.
That's not true.
It's a new one on me. That's a new.
You're still responsible for your actions.
You knew I was crazy as a new defense of felonious assault. Latika Poinsettia Berrien.
Okay.
32.
Okay.
Was transported by the cops to the hospital for treatment. As part of the admission process, she was required to change into a hospital gown. During that process, the defendant asked the victim, "Am I being Baker acted?" Florida's Baker Act covers individuals that are deemed to be impaired and in need of crisis. told that she was in fact being involuntarily admitted. Berrien allegedly punched a female victim in the face, leaving her with a minor scratch, swelling and bruising. Several witnesses were on the scene. The victim, 33, told police that Berrien explained that she was a psych patient and that the victim works in a mental health and knows how this works. Berrien reportedly added that she would get away with this and that the nurse should expect to be hit by a psych patient. See, that's so weird because, like, the actions do say you can't control yourself and you're having some type of psychic break. But the words say you absolutely knew what you were doing. I don't even know how you balance that.
That's right. And yeah. You're still accountable for your actions. It does not make you unaccountable.
Despite her apparent belief she would escape unscathed after wobbling the nurse, she was in a blue uniform with a hospital ID attached. Berrien was arrested, charged with battery on a health service professional, which is a felony, and she was booked. All right, Karen. Mm-hmm. Guess the race.
Black.
Karen's going with black for Latika Poinsettia Berrien. Let's check the chat room, see what they believe.
Her middle name is The Flower.
That's correct. They pull them out at Christmas. She had a present for that nurse.
And apparently she did.
She's like, oh, look, you getting some cold in your stocking. Apollo Creed, black. A lot of black. Travis Kelce screaming Viva Las Vegas at the trophy ceremony, white. Nah. Whitest thing Travis said was, you got on fire.
Yes.
No, I take it back. Whitest thing Travis said all night was when he ran up on Andy Reid. Boy, if that was a nigga, boy.
Yes.
We be talking about that whether they won the Super Bowl or not.
Yes, right.
Painting her head while she was talking black. Oh, patting her head while she was talking black. Black. Niggas be niggaing black. The correct answer is black. You got it right. One person did say white. That's her there. And she looked like she just hit that person in the face.
And she looked like she would do it again.
Yeah, she does not look like she regrets that at all. Mm-mm. I hope she gets the help she needs.
Same.
Definitely sounds like...
No, she meant that. Nice about to say, yeah, she meant that too. Yes, she did. Devil bitch. She meant that.
That definitely sounds real dicey and real scary. And like maybe if she got some help or something, she wouldn't do that. All right, last story. Let's see. A man claims a higher power approved of his 1:20 a.m. trespassing. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I got to play the bonus music. Hold on a second.
Why? I ain't racist. How can I be racist about anybody or anything in my life? How can I?
Call them niggas. Just call them niggas.
It's time to get
gold feet, gold chain it's wearing, fried chicken and biscuit eating monkey, eight baboon, big thigh, fast running, high jumping, spear chucking, 360 degree basketball.
What?
He's laughing at that. The clip makes me laugh every time.
Oh. A man claims higher power approved of his 1:20 a.m. trespassing. Okay. After being arrested again for trespassing on the grounds of Ohio Library, a suspect explained to police that a higher power allowed him to be on the property at 1:20 a.m. Specifically, Carnell Giddens claimed he had checked his with Christ and secured permission.
Okay, is he going to come out here and plead your case when they throw your ass in jail?
Well, Karen, we saw the commercials. Maybe he did approve this, okay? If he can have Super Bowl ads, why can't he approve of a person trespassing? Giddens, 28, was arrested early Saturday outside the public library in Sandusky, a city an hour outside of Cleveland. Giddens was using an exterior outlet to charge his phone. He had twice previously been busted trespassing at the library, cited Christ when a patrolman asked him what he was doing on the property, charged with criminal trespass. He was booked into the jail, remains locked up for $1,750. Following a 2023 arrest, Giddens, who was nicknamed Cloud, told police he was from Canada and had been wandering Ohio for the past year. Christ cannot be reached for comment. All right, Karen, guess the race.
What is his name again?
His name is Carnell Gittens.
White.
Karen's going with white on this one. Let's check the chat room, see what they believe. The name, okay, they're still struggling. A lot of people guessing. As black as Jesus, says Miss Barnes. All right. How black was Jesus? A nigga, as white as his nickname. White like that Jesus he prays to. Black. Ooh, they all over the place. Hair like wool, black. Oh, man. We got a lot of whites, a lot of black. The correct answer is, honestly, y'all, I'm going to give it to both of y'all. He looks ambiguous to me. Everybody gets this one because that could be a white dude or that could be a black dude. I'm not sure.
Not sure.
I feel like part of me, I feel like some Negroes would shake loose of that family tree. But then also, like, I can't 100% be sure.
The behavior, I mean, you just floating around here.
So I'm going to give free space. Everybody gets that one.
I take that
good
one.
Good job, everybody. Be proud of yourselves. Let's go to the last day. Sword Ratchetness. I just got to say real quick, I got the game on in the background for the Hornets, mm-hmm. and we're doing it again. We are up 109 to 102 with 40 seconds left on the Pacers.
Let's go!
These new players.
Child, I can't wait to talk about this in balls deep.
Is this what it feel like to watch NBA basketball?
Child, these changes. Let's go.
A man attempted to attack his sister and her son with a sword after a dispute over parking a vehicle. At the Malganj Square.
Ooh, this is a lot for parking the vehicle.
At the Malganj Square on Jawahar Marge on Sunday afternoon. The accused roamed around in the area with the sword for several minutes after committing the crime.
Several minutes?
Mm-hmm. The CCTV footage of the incident went viral on social media. DCP Aditya Mishra said on the complaint of Jaimala Sharma, a case was registered against her brother Nitesh Sharma, resident of Hukumchand Colony. Jaimala told police she lives in her father's house. On Saturday, she entered into a dispute with Nitesh over parking in the area, which escalated, following which her children, Akanshka and Akshay, intervened. Both groups clashed with one another on Sunday when Nitesh came out with a sword and attacked Akshay, but he managed to flee. Family members then informed the police, who reached the spot and controlled the situation. Police said that a case was registered and further investigations were initiated. So, whew. Swords coming between family, y'all.
Yeah, that's serious right there.
We absolutely hate to see it, but we love to see the Hornets win. All right, y'all.
Let's go.
We'll see you down at the Square Dance Place. Until next time.
Yeehaw!
Until next time. I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.